Hi, my name is TC. I'm a launch and sales automation strategist. I am also the founder of TC Business Solutions.
Hey, it's Kellen, and today on Diversified Game, coming all the way from the UK, but not London, you guys, Leeds, by the way of Nigeria, Super Eagle in the building. TC is going to give us the game on how her marketing agency has the business solutions for you. Not just in your sales funnel, but to help you with your CRM and all that automation that some of you hear and you ask me, Kellen, what about the automation? I'm sending you guys books and articles and all type of white papers. Y'all aren't reading that. So I'm bringing you a professional who has done the reading, done the research. She also has an MBA out there in that UK, and she also did two study in Nigeria and Lagos. So, she knows the hustle and bustle. Internationally. So, TC, welcome to Diversified Game. How you doing?
I'm awesome. So I love the introduction to start with, and I'm super excited about this. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. You are welcome. And next time I'm in the UK, I'll try to see if I can get to Leeds. A lot of times I love London, so Manchester, you're okay, but I just it's just something about London. Plus, I have a London, my oldest that you might have saw in the background. That's her name. But LondonandSydney.com. Now let's get into it, because I'm talking about LondonandSydney.com because really, you guys, this is almost like an interview for me for the next team member we may get for LondonandSydney.com, if I'm being honest, when we do launch our next book. But can you tell the people, we people hear marketing, okay, you can help me with my sales funnel. And a lot of times they think, oh, I'll just go on Fiverr and get somebody to do that and I'll be fine if I pay them the least. Give people kind of, a breakdown of your company and why they can go directly to you and don't have to go to Upwork or Fiverr to get that work and try to lowball those people on Fiverr, especially.
So it's the difference between you say I want to make 50,000 and you say I want to make 50,000, right? And you say you want to make just 50. Okay, so that's the difference. Your sales funnels is a process. What you get from Fiverr is either your landing page or help me fix this or help me do something quick. You most times, right? It's super easy, especially when we're trying to save costs as entrepreneurs. We tell ourselves, or we give ourselves these expectations, right? That we want to cut down on our marketing budgets, we want to cut down on this, and we forget that in your cutting down on all of these things, quality is very important, right? Setting the right foundations is paramount. And that's basically where your sales funnel comes into place. Now, your sales funnel is the foundation to that consistent revenue that your business needs. Your sales funnel is not a landing page. Your sales funnel is not email marketing. Your sales funnel is not your website. Your sales funnel is the process in which you're able to identify what is going on in your customer's mind, what's going on in their mind. Then you're able to bring it out, you figure that out, evaluate it, leverage it, right, in creating your product, leverage it in finding ways to attract them, connect with them, right? And then nurture them into that repeat paying customers that you want them to be. So it's a process, right? Which basically you have to carry them and then take them through that customer purchasing journey that is literally going to get you that consistent revenue. Now, the difference between coming to me, for example, or to a team member to say, you know what? I need a sales funnel, right? When you come to me, you say, TC, I need a sales funnel. The first thing I want to figure out for you is help you map out how you are going to get to your 100,000, your next 100,000, right? And mapping out where you're coming from, where you are, and where you're going to, right? Because you see, with that process, there's so much things that comes into place, your traffic generators, Who do you connect with? Who do you collaborate with? What channels do you use? What tools do you use? Do you need a lead generation tool? You know, there are different pieces. There are a couple of pieces that you need to bring together, right? To make it as a whole. Now, that's basically what you get from us, right? Because it's an agency with amazing super, okay, so I pride myself to working with the most amazing set of professionals. So I'm not saying they're amazing because they work with me, okay? Don't get me right. I'm saying they're amazing because they are devoted to their work, right? They're devoted to getting the result. When you ask for A, right, they're like, TC, how about we think about B, C, and D? And I'm like, yeah, that's right? Because at the end of the day, there is no straight path to marketing, there is no straight path to sales, and every business is different. Now, bringing these amazing minds together for your business is mind-blowing, because you're not just getting one head that is going to think about how this particular client is going to be making 100,000 or 200,000 or 1 million in the next 6 months. You're getting professionals thinking for you, drafting out that map, designing what it takes for you to get to your next level, which for me is huge, right? Now, you're talking about Fiverr, you're talking about Upwork. Trust me, right? Every entrepreneur needs a reliable marketing hand, right? That they can rely, that literally they can bank on. Now, Fiverr is going to give you what? It's just going to give you the basic. Fiverr is never going to go deep diving. Fiverr is not going to have series of calls with you to find out, you know what? No, this is wrong. No, let's do what is right, right? Fiverr is only going to say, okay, you know what, Kelly, I need this. And then you say, okay, you know what, this is the quote for this. Now take it. Is it wrong? You don't know. Is it right? You don't know. It's literally just, this is what I want, now take it, right? But for us, most times we believe that, or rather, I tell myself that every entrepreneur has. We all have like this space to grow, right? And because it's not in your zone of genius, I want to accept, right? Or I want to tell myself that you're relying on me to give you the best results, right? Which is why when you come to me and say to me, TC, I need a sales funnel, or TC, I need help with my launches, right? What this is telling me is, TC, all of the ideas, all of the expert strategies that you know that you have to give me results, show it in. That's what you're telling me. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Now, that is basically one thing you can never get from Upwork, or you can never get from Fiverr, that I can assure you.
And so let the people know, because a lot of times, people say, well, I'm going to hire somebody and pay them a premium, and then they're just going to hire somebody for Fiverr or Upwork. But really, what all that wraps into is they're thinking about their budget, and they're thinking about, can I do it better? Or can I watch 100 videos and get the understanding? Because there is a science to marketing and PR and all these things, but you don't have the time as an entrepreneur to do everything. You need teams to make dreams. But can you tell the people ranges? And I want you to really give ranges of projects that you've worked on that have been successful, because I want someone to hear, oh, maybe I can afford that. But also, they need to know that you can always spend more money in marketing. There's people for years who've been spending $60,000 a month so they can be number one in every search, right? And it just depends on what area you're in. But when you get into the tech space, it's unbelievable the amounts of money we've been able to spend. So, can you tell the people, what that range is for the new entrepreneur and for the person who might be like, look, I have the money to spend. My team just hasn't found a way to do it effectively or to my liking, which could be a whole different thing. But give us the game on the range.
Okay, so the good part about my agency is the fact that I've been able to, I think over the years, I've been able to deep dive into the way my customers think and being able to create programs, packages, products, options for the different stages, right? Or for the different audience that I have in my pipeline, right? So my point is everyone has something, okay? Everyone has something regardless of your budget. But one thing I need everyone to know, like if you're watching this right now, understand that as an entrepreneur, marketing is a huge part of your plan. You need to market, okay? And you need to set aside that budget, okay? Do not think that you're just going to come here in the online space, most importantly, and you're not going to be, investing something. I call it an investment, right? Because obviously no one has, even if you have all the money in the world, right? For things like this, it's called an investment, right? Now, you want as much as possible have that. Now, because that is available, we have different options. I currently have, so for business owners starting, maybe you're between the space of 0 to 6 months, 1 year, you're starting off your business, right? I would say start with getting the knowledge. Start with understanding your process. Start with understanding, your sales and your marketing process, that back end of your business, which is why I would always say start with, the training and implementation program. Now, for this, we have intensives, right? We have intensives, one-on-one intensives. We have group intensives. We have coaching and implementation programs. We have trainings. We have workshops, right? We have digital DIY products where basically you can go and teach yourself, right? So you have me without me necessarily being there. Like, I'm teaching you, but I'm not there physically, right? You get those kind of resources as well so that you're able to have me teach you how to work step by step in figuring out all of these things, the back end of your business, your marketing, and your sales without me necessarily being there, right? Now you have options with me training you. I don't like to use the word coaching because I do more than that, right? For my clients, especially when it comes down to marketing and sales, because of the way I learn, I'm like, I feel like every other person learns like me because of the way I learn, because I don't just learn by give me that resource, let me go back and do it myself, right? And then for me, I would forget about it. So right now, what I'm doing is more of training and implementation, meaning, hey, come here, I hold your hand, I show you, I work with you, right? So I'm working with you step by step in figuring out these things. I either work with you for like 3 months or I work with you for 6 months. But the truth is, after the 3 months, after the 6 months, you are equipped enough to do it yourself. But you see, the very funny part is that after that 6 months, most, like 90% of my clients find out that, why do I need to do this myself? Like, I have the money now. I'm getting sales. I have the money I can invest in getting somebody else to do it for me. So I can as well just focus on my zone of genius and then leave the experts, maybe get a VA or get, an assistant that can start with supporting me, right? Which is basically where I love to leave them after the first 6 months, right? Of working with me, then I leave you now. There are clients that are already in their business and they have the budget. Maybe they have the grants and all of that. They're like, you know what, TC, I just want to focus on what I love to do, right? I just want to focus on it. And can you do it for me? I'm like, yes, absolutely. I love you for saying that because then you get to focus on what you truly love to do, right? Now, this is where me, myself, and the team comes into place, like literally takes your business, right? Take the back end of your business, streamline your entire process, implement what is necessary, put in those structures, set up those automation, and let you start selling on autopilot. So I always say this, right? We put your sales on autopilot, we get you your results on overdrive, right? And that way you just keep flowing, like, you know what? My business is working for me. Because yes, that's what your business is doing right now, working for you. Now, Kelly, you're going to like this part. I know that sometimes some people are like, All right, so what if I have a team, right? I have a team, but for some reason, maybe my team is my team is not as effective or as efficient as I want. TC, can you help? Yes, I can. Now, as a CMO, I am also a chief marketing officer, right? I go for consultation, marketing consultation for organizations, for NGOs, for nonprofits. What basically all I do is have contracts to train their teams, their marketing and sales teams for between 3 to a year, right? So some people are like, you know what, TC, I just need 6 months and my team is able to like take it up and all of that. And then I could just come in every now and then to find out, hey, what's happening? What's happening with the team and all of it, right? So I can come in and work as that, helping you with your automations, helping you with your the back end of your business, basically. So regardless of where you are, right, there is a solution to helping you take that next step in your sales process. I hope that answered the question. Okay.
Well, it answers and it helps, but I want you to give a range because what I do, I have some dedicated listeners, especially more people listen than watch, but that could turn around anytime with the algorithm, we always say and pray. But what is a range? Like I tell people, don't call me if you're talking about $500. We open up our computer for $500. Just for me, don't call because I'm not the right fit for you. I can't put my team that people have to, be paid. So what is a healthy budget for them to even be able to call you? Because some people, they'll say, well, they'll think they have a $500 and say, hey, I'm ready to, hire somebody. And then they're ready to hire someone in leads at that, where the pound is stronger than the dollar. So it's they might have to have a healthy budget. Plus, TC, I have some people, some young gentlemen, some nice young gentlemen who will see you too and try to call you to kick around the tires for some other things like bride price. Y'all need to go through the proper channels. And come through me before you come to my guests so I can tell you what their situation may or may not be. But give them a range to call, if they should call you, where they need to be at.
Okay, so for a start, right? For a start, like I said, depending on where you are, but for a start, let's start with 1,000, right? Let's start with $1,000 to start with, right? And that basically includes, getting you all figured out and ensuring that you have something to start getting results, right? Because if I say to you now, you can hop on a 90 minutes call with me, that's a strategy session. Right, that's a strategy session, and my strategy sessions is about $597. Right, that's how much my strategy session is. But when it comes down to trainings, implementations, we want to start with 1,000. So we go from 1,000 to 20,000.
1,000 to 20,000. And if someone does want you and the team just, take over, does it? I mean, and this is what people don't understand. You're not just paying for your time, you're paying for the team's time, you're paying for the software that you bought and have to buy, but you're also paying if there's any ad spin or we're buying ads. So for somebody who wants you to do all those things and have the team, they want to set it and forget it, is 1,000 going to be enough? Or are we more looking at, a different price?
They're looking at for somebody that needs me, the team, all of it inclusive, we're talking at between 17 to 25.
1700
To
or 17,000?
Yes. Because 17,000 to 25,000.
Okay, gotta be clear because somebody will hear 17 and say, oh, okay. And then they call, they're ready to go, and then it's, and also let's make it very clear. There are no, you know, you could do everything right. There is no guarantee that they're going to make their money back, but maybe you have numbers on, you know, the majority of our clients or this percentage make their money back or make a profit. If you have any of those numbers, feel free to share.
Absolutely. So you can find some of them on my Instagram. You can find some of them on my website, on my YouTube as well. You can also go there. I kind of, dump those things on YouTube as well. So you can always find it there. However, I'm going to share something really juicy. I had that this lunch with a recent client. She's a the child care franchise called Zoltans, right? And she's literally going off from brick and mortar to the online space, right? Wanting to like help other, people trying to start up their like their child care business and all of it. And then, she came to me and she's like, "Oh my gosh, TC, I've tried everything, it's not working. What do I need to do? I literally need somebody that can work with me on this," right? And I said to her, "I love that because I teach the way I learn, right? Because I don't learn from proxy, like literally I learn when I see these things, when you work with me on it, right? So I assume everyone else is that way. So all of my clients, I literally, so when you see me have like lives, do like lives and all of those things, 99% of them are my clients, right? And that's because I want to show them how to do it, right? I want to show them that it's possible. I want to show them, hey, if I tell you you're going to get clients from your IG stories or from your IG lives, don't take my word for it. See it, how it's been done. Let me show you how I can do it. And I tell you, we launched in we started the offer monetization bootcamp. I have a VIP offer monetization bootcamp, right? So just so you know, you all, it's a 3,500 program, right? And this program is from idea to launch, basically helping you with your launches. We're going to be creating your offers. We're going to structure a four-tier offer for you because both basically we are going to be using the offers for your sales funnel, right? So that's why we need to structure those offers. So once we get those offers, we structure them, we set them up in your pipeline, and then I create the map in which you used to sell, right? Now, the beautiful part is after this monetization boot camp, right? You want to think to yourself that this is going to leave you alone, right? Where you go figure it out. No, I'm not going to do that, right? Because then you also have you have access to all of the VAs in the agency, right? Someone to help you with your content, someone to help you with your design, someone to help you with your graphics, someone to help you with this and that. And so something you would necessarily take maybe six months or a year to figure it out, the team is able to help you achieve it in less than 4 weeks. Now, this is no magic. No, this is no magic, right? It's just because you have about five, six people at your beck and call. Oh, I need this. Yes, you get it done. Oh, I need this. Oh, you get it done. Oh, I need my funnel set up. You have your funnels on ClickFunnels. We set it up. We integrate it with your follow-up campaigns. We have your website. We have all of your landing pages, your lead magnets all created for you, all designed, everything done for you within, right? And then we also get to do it with you. Now, the goal, like I said, it's a VIP program to be able to take you from idea to launch, right? Now, the launch includes helping you market, helping you sell it. Now, as regards to results, I tell you, we just had her first, so she did a 2-day boot camp. That's like the first, that's her first lead magnet. So we decided that she's not doing a free lead magnet for a start. We're going to start off with a paid lead magnet because she is supposed to sell a she's supposed to sell a 6,000 package. Obviously, if you're going to be doing a 6,000 package, you don't want just any kind of person to come to your space, right? You want to be sure that they can afford it. Okay, so that was the idea. And so we decided to use a 97 2-day boot camp to kind of streamline this to say, okay, you know what, let's see who is able to make such an investment. We had a total of, so now this person I'm talking about literally had, she has about 964 followers on Instagram. She has 200 and something on LinkedIn. She has 257 on TikTok. That's about it. Now, I'm sure you'll be wondering, how is she able to make all of these sales? It's the power of leveraging other people's audience, right? And that's why I always say, even if you're starting off, you can still make money, right? While you build your own community. That's what I did. I'm not going to tell you or share with you strategies that cannot work. I'm going to share with you how I was able to do mine, because I pride myself on building my entire business just in this space. Like, nothing offline, nothing, oh, I got this person from one office somewhere or from one. Now, every connection I have made has been online. Every sale has been online. Everything I have right now, my six-figure business is all online, right? Now, every connection that has come out physically or come out offline has been online down offline. Nothing offline, online, right? Maybe it could change in the next how many years, because I plan on, after a while, doing offline training sessions, that like that's in the pipeline next year. I don't need to share that, but that's still in the pipeline, and that's what I plan to do for next year, right? So maybe that could change, but right now, as I speak to you, every connection is based on the power of leveraging the online space. Now, because I know that I did this, it worked for me, and that's what I've been doing for my clients. Like, literally, Miss Marjorie, that is what we did for her, right? And she's like, Tisi, I can't believe that by the end of 2023, I would be getting over 150,000. And I'm saying to her, I said, that's because that's the match you gave yourself. Be open-minded. You'll be shocked as to how much you can achieve, right? And she's like, you're right, Tisi, because just this past, like, this is not me. This is because she also did her part. Because if you don't do your part, it's not going to work. So I'm not going to take all of the credit and say this is just all me, right? This is not all me. This is the team. This is the communities that we had to leverage. This is the collaborations we had to push to achieve. This is the partnership we had to reach out to get. This is her also saying, I am ready to do this work, right? This is her also saying, you know what, it's 2 a.m. in the morning and teacher, you're still awake. And I'm like, yes, if I'm going to be awake doing your job or working on your business, you need to be awake. She said to me 4 days ago, and right? She said, TC, I thought people said, as an entrepreneur, you get to work 4 hours or maybe 2 hours in a day. And I'm like, maybe when you start making a million every month, then we can start talking about you working an hour every day. But you see, for me, I don't put a time limit to my making money. Like, literally, I make money on a breeze. And so as much as I keep making money, I keep making money, I keep loving it. So I don't know why somebody should tell me that, that should be a restriction. Yes, fine, I could party, I could go hang out, I could go to the spa, I could do my thing, I could just do me. But saying to, now I can't come out here to say I work 4 hours. Sometimes I work 12 hours, I work 13 hours. Right. And so that's because I love to make money for me and for my clients. Right. This is no judgment, and this is no saying that you can't do your thing or you can't decide to work 1 hour, but I'm just saying because I love to make money and I'm still young, for crying out loud. I want to live life to the full. So I want to take advantage of my youth to make as much money and do as many investments as I can. You never know, right? So that's it right now. And this is me saying that it's no magic. It's work put in place, right? It's work put in place, it's systems put in place, it's the automated side of her business working for her, right? And so, and let me tell you the truth, right? The fact that we were able to achieve over 40,000 for her first launch is not by just one sale. That's if you're watching this, know this. I'm not gonna come here and tell you we just got that from one product. That's not true, right? We got that from different products. We were able to build her digital products, right? She's still selling to date. We got her intensive. We got her coaching programs. Her coaching programs, like I said to you, is 6,000. So do the math, right? She has like two clients now. She's still selling her digital products. Intensive still going on. So many ways to make money, right? So yeah, I hope that answers the question.
That does. It clarifies and, let people know, because sometimes people say, okay, I pay you. Let's say I pay you, your top amount of money, 20,000. Is that per project? Is that per year? Some folks might hear that number and say, I got you for life. And they think they're going to bother you every day at 2 a.m. And you're laughing because those clients, oh, we are now, I can call you anytime. I can bug you 5 times a day. And you say, you can have your money back. It's okay. It's okay. What is the range of that when they do pay you to do everything in the team? How long do they have you? Or because it could be per month, y'all. There are, agencies out there that charge that per month.
True, true. So here's the thing, right? I was a senior project manager before I decided to go full time into my business, right? So I have that background in setting up timelines, milestones, managing our expectations. So there are contracts, there are all of these things, and so there are boundaries, okay? Now, depending on what the project is, right now, aside from the organizations that even the organizations that I work with, it's also on contract basis, right? So I can come in to train their team for like maybe 6 months, a year contract, or 3 month contract, but their times, right? Obviously their timelines, like we could do maybe twice in a week or once in a week. So we draw out that plan, right? Depending on what exactly the goal is, right? So when you have like your project, there's a milestone, there's objective, timelines, all of those things, right? And so we put all of those things into consideration. So we have the launch, an example of the launch without burnout program, right? That we have. So that is 15,000, and that is meant for new entrepreneurs, right? Like you're starting off new, you just want a team that would help you set up your business, like from your website to your funnels to your email marketing, your social media platforms, and all of that. You just want everything done for you, right? So now that's 15,000, and that's we give a contract of 3 months for that, right? However, it's not a everyday kind of thing, right? It's not a, I want to meet with you every day, TC. No, right? It's a done for you program. It's not a done with you program. So we do the work, give you the project update, and then you see the results. You see the results, right? So I think for that, Max, we have a bi-weekly strategy session, which is basically 30 minutes. So you're not always, TC, I want to get on the call with you. TC, I want to get on a call with you. No, nah, we don't do that for that, okay? But if you are doing the coaching and implementation program, now depending on how many months it is, we are able to strategize, right? And then we're able to say, okay, this is what it is. I feel for me, basically, we leverage on your goals, your objectives, what you want to achieve, then we draw out a plan for you, right? We share it with you, tell you what it is, and then we work with it that way. But no, there's nothing like a lifetime, because I don't do lifetimes. So just so your audience know, right? I'm a very free-spirited, spontaneous kind of person, right? And I don't do lifetime, okay? I don't do lifetime. I do get the work done, okay? So we have a timeline, we fix it, we get the work done, and then we move on. Now, if you want to renew the contract, we literally start off again and renew the contract, right? So because the whole idea, I don't know for you, Kelly, but you know, when somebody says to me, I've got you a lifetime, I'm like, oh, you know, that's scary to me. So no, we don't.
Well, you know, I have clients. I like to think we're going to be doing business for a lifetime because we hold on. Like if I say yes, and if you agree, and you have the premium budget, we can do this, you know, for a lifetime. But I get you on that. I'm married, and I can tell you when you get with a client, it's a real relationship. So you're taking time away from other things that you're doing. You know, you guys don't know this about TC, but when you go to her Instagram, you see she likes to be in Dubai. She likes to play in the desert. She likes to be in, you know, some of the finest restaurants. So you have to be able to, you know, keep up. That's for one particular person that's listening, for sure, I know. But I definitely get it. She won't be nervous if you come with the right tools and the right spirit. But you know, I could talk to you for days and people could get the game, but I really want them to go to your website because it is a very detailed, you put a lot of time into your website. I love people who do. And I say that because you guys know I don't. I kind of am in an old man phase of the business where my reputation speaks for itself and I wouldn't have to be do anything. And I'll probably still have clients coming because of what we do. But I want you to tell the people, what is a community give back that you're doing or that you would like to do because you've done so much and but with success, you also have to bless, you know, others.
Okay, so I would not necessarily say I'm doing enough, but I'm fortunate to be associated with a couple of nonprofit organizations where basically part of most of them are more of women organizations where basically like we have like women looking for guidance to you know to even start the process in the first place. Now that's where I come in, right? I serve as mentors to these communities, you know, just help their members, you know, stay afloat as regards to their business, give them, you know, the motivation, you know. I am officially affiliated with like three amazing nonprofit organization. I want to do more, right? But then you also, I let me speak for myself. Then I also want to be sure that, you know, I'm having this collaboration with, you know, people of the same like minds because I've been in spaces where I'm giving, right? But you're using, you know, and it didn't turn out well. So right now it's just these three nonprofit organizations where basically I teach their members. And it's been amazing so far. I want to, like I said, I want to do more. I try to also help out, you know, help out high school individuals also. I serve as their mentors. So I currently have five interns working in my business. So if you are motivated, you have the right work attitude, you want to learn, you know, you want to learn these simple things like, you know, graphic designing or social media management or email marketing or, you know, all of this good stuff that really give you good money, right? Yes, I have opportunities like that also in my business. However, you know, it doesn't come every day, okay? Because I currently have five interns I'm working with right now. And so once they're done, some of them decide to stay back as team members, but some of them decide to have their own business, you know, do their own thing. And it's all me just giving back, right? But like I said, I know that I'm supposed to do more, and hopefully I get to do more. Well, that's it.
We all want to do more, so don't beat yourself up about that. Everybody wants to be able to give back. Even Bill Gates and Melinda They all want to do more and they want things to go quicker. That's the beauty of this entrepreneurship where you say, okay, oh, I got breath in my lungs. Thank God. I want to do more. And then the day just goes so quick. And it's like, you did what you can. And sometimes more can drive you crazy. I've seen it. I've seen more want to take people who make six figures a month and have them jump off a window, and you have to kind of talk them off of it. Like, that's real talk. You guys always want to talk money, 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 but there's a dark side to money, especially if you can't handle the blessing and you're not preparing your mind, your body, and your soul for it. So, don't beat yourself up about that. Just write it on your vision board or however you do that, and more will come. Tell the people where they can find you. Because I could, you guys, I'm telling you, I could talk to TC all day in Leeds, or if she comes to South Florida, I could have, all type of mimbo and different things, palm wine and things set up. We could talk all day about this. These are some of my favorite conversations to have because it's game that people can use. It's not saying, oh, TC just bought the new Bugatti and is wearing Balenciaga, right? It's not that. It's something that you can take, share with somebody, another entrepreneur. Nobody, she didn't have a whole bunch of Naira given by a venture firm to start this business. She started it just like you're starting yours or how you want to start yours. So we want to inspire people, but let them know where they can find you and all your great materials and all that good stuff.
Okay, so first you can go to my website, tcbusinesssolutions.com. So simple. That's the website. You can follow me, connect with me on LinkedIn, CC Okore. You can follow me on Instagram. Like literally, you would see that cute face across board. You won't miss it. Okay, you won't miss it. You can also follow me on Twitter. You can follow me everywhere you want to follow me, really. As long as you're there, I'm there. Trust me.
Got you. So you have gotten the game, you guys. You know what the most important thing now that you've gotten it, took a note, maybe rewound. Now it's your time to like, share, subscribe, and share this game with somebody. It will change their life. Y'all be blessed.
Hi guys, I'm Kai Gabiam from the Diaspora Channel, a lover of Africa. If you love Africa as well and you would love to visit one day or to relocate to Africa, there is a course out there for you. And this course is My First Trip to Africa, a course well put together by a seasoned traveler, Kellen Cash Coleman. This course is designed to prepare you to travel better, which will save you both time and money. And the great news is this course costs only $20, guys. It can't get any better. Go right now and enroll to this course at www.diversifygame.com. Come, don't miss out.
Are you tired of the rat race in America? Are you ready to visit the motherland to relax and rejuvenate? Are you ready to explore all that Africa has to offer? Then check out the brand new Diversified Game Academy course, Prepare for My First Trip to Africa. Are you worried about being able to afford the trip? We got you. We will show you how to travel either on a budget or as a baller. Learn how to stress the value of the USD. Did you know that 100 United States dollars is worth over 1,000 South African rand or 10,000 Kenyan shillings or 54,250 West African CFA? Are you worried about taking your kids? Get the game from Kellen Cash, a bona fide world traveler, having traveled to almost 20 countries, several of those in Africa. Get the game on taking your kids on their first trips. Learn how to find the best tickets, get the visas, and plan your own adventures in Africa. Don't let Eddie Murphy have all the fun. Plan your own coming to Africa trip starring you, produced by you, and featuring you. If you are ready for a life-changing experience, sign up for our course today, Diversified Game Academy. Get prepared and purchase at diversifiedgame.com.